Only two left. Maine Democrats remove transgender candidate Ashley Webb, others as options for Senate. By Hannah Knudsen on July 22, 2026. Maine Democrats have removed transgender candidate Ashley Webb, vying to replace scandal-plagued Graham Plattner in the state's Senate race, and others from their website under listed candidates, leaving only two who they say meet the qualifications to participate in the Maine Democrat Party's U.S. Senate nominating convention. At one point, the Maine Democrat Party's website provided a host of potential candidates, but now, only two show up on the list. The filing period for prospective candidates closed at 11:59 p.m. ET on July 20, 2026, after which the Maine Democratic Party verified each candidate's submitted signatures and eligibility. The website reads, listing only Sandra Peltier and Troy Jackson. When one searches for Ashley Webb or others, the names do not show up. The following candidates have met the qualifications to participate in the Maine Democratic Party's U.S. Senate nominating convention. It makes clear, listing only Jackson and Peltier. In order to qualify, candidates had to be a registered voter in Maine, file a written declaration of intent to seek the Democratic nomination with the chair of the Maine Democratic Party, and submit at least 500 valid nominating signatures from individuals who were registered Democratic voters in Maine as of the June 9, 2026 Democratic primary, for Maine Democrats. Webb, however, was a candidate and even participated in a debate, going viral after he was asked to list his qualifications to run for the office. Webb, who identified himself as a transgender woman who is also intersex, went viral after Reddit posts displayed the extent of his delusions. Webb initially announced his run for Senate on Reddit under the username Sparky603. He spent a lot of time explaining his self-described transgender intersex condition on Reddit forums, explaining that his karyotype is psi, which means that biologically he is a man. He argued, however, that he is pretty positive I am the 20th type. Except, sick, I got internal organs, unless what I am feeling are tumors that just happen to grow where those sorts of organs are usually. He also claimed to ovulate and said he gets a monthly period through his rectum. When the monthly pain is real bad, I am feeling something in both my right and left side and above my bladder, he said. When you don't have the proper hole, it finds one of two exits. The guy in China was lucky and the exit was his bladder, me on the other was not so lucky. My exit connection was made with my colon. Cause when I get this monthly pain, that is where the blood comes out of. Intersex like us don't get diagnosed till our 20s as we tend not to be born with extra holes. I didn't get diagnosed in my 20s cause I was dealing with incompetent doctors who preferred to prescribe opiate painkillers rather than find the problem. With that, many seem to be backing Jackson, the former president of the Maine Senate who has a reputation of being a hothead, once accused of allegedly striking a female colleague with a bottle. Even the Washington Post described Jackson as a powerful Maine legislator now running for Senate who once angrily threw a water bottle in a meeting after he couldn't persuade a lawmaker to vote his way. He yelled at another lawmaker, and cursed and shouted in a meeting with the Speaker of Maine's State House, until she kicked him out of her office, it continued, describing Jackson's temper as a feature of his leadership, and one that Democratic lawmakers discussed among themselves as a problem and even raised with the governor.